Hello, and welcome to the Gospel Bell in the Dells, a weekly podcast sharing the good news of Jesus Christ in every age and place. My name is Pastor Joseph Dogan, pastor of Bethany Lutheran Church in Wisconsin Dells. Come and hear the good news that is indeed for you.
The Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, "When the advocates come, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who comes from the Father, he will testify on my behalf. You also are to testify because you have been with me from the beginning. I did not say these things to you from the beginning because I was with you, but now I am going to him who sent me. Yet none of you who asks me, 'Where are you going?' But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your hearts. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will prove the world wrong about sin and righteousness and judgment. About sin, because they do not believe in me. About righteousness, because I am going to the Father and you will see me no longer. About judgment, because the ruler of this world has been condemned. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot hear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Please be seated. Still see some of the Spirit floating around here in the form of a single bubble is all I see left. But dearest siblings in Christ, happy day of Pentecost. I absolutely love this day of Pentecost, and I'm a little annoyed that AutoMotion got in the way of it, but I'll get over it eventually. It's one of our big three holidays in the Christian church, up there with Christmas and with Easter. And in fact, Bishop Joy at Assembly yesterday made the argument that it should be celebrated in just as big of a fashion as those two. She went on to say, even though you don't find the same decorations at Hobby Lobby as you do for Christmas or Easter, and we don't split it out into two worships here either, because it's just not celebrated in the same way, but it ought to be. But what is Pentecost? Some of you may be asking, Pastor Joe, what is Pentecost? I see it as a day where I get to geek out a little bit about pneumatology, which I'll talk a little bit more about here in a minute. But most recognize Pentecost as the church's birthday. And though I opted not to get a birthday cake this year, so I didn't have to fight that traffic, I think, have in my office a single cupcake left over from Elena's birthday party yesterday. And as long as you all promise to split it into even portions, we could do that. We recognize this as the church's birthday mostly from this Acts text, where we get the Spirit of God that goes out amongst all the people, and they are able to hear this story of Jesus Christ in their own native languages. By the way, this isn't some mysterious heavenly language of God that they are hearing, but they're hearing it in their own native language. And it makes me think that maybe, just maybe, Martin Luther was onto something when he said all of those years ago that when he translated the scripture into German, the vernacular of the people, so that way, you know, they could actually read the scriptures for themselves. But we as Lutherans, we don't talk about the work of the Holy Spirit much at all. Baptists and Pentecostals, they have this one down. And while I might not agree with a lot of their theologies, I will say that they give the Holy Spirit the credit that she deserves in a way that we often fail to do. We tend to be really good at talking about the Father, or parental figure, and the Son, Jesus Christ. But we don't talk a whole lot about this other equal part of the Holy Trinity. Now, I'm getting a little ahead of myself because Holy Trinity Sunday is next week, and I'll talk a little bit more about this relationship between Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and how they're all equal, but, you know, separate and the same, but different. We'll get into that next week, so you have a little bit of a taste of what that's going to be about. But this week, we're going to focus on the Spirit of God that dwells in each of us. Now, the specific branch of theology about the Spirit is called pneumatology. And it comes from the Greek word pneuma, meaning breath or spirit. In Hebrew, the word is ruach, which is a feminine word. And in ancient Jewish tradition, it is thought that they would think about the Spirit in this feminine way, especially as they understood the Spirit to be the source of wisdom, translated as Sophia in the Septuagint in Greek, which is also feminine. Lady Wisdom, as she is called in Proverbs 9. So you may sometimes hear me refer to the Spirit using feminine she, her pronouns in much the same way that I refer to Jesus as he or him, which I think is an amazing way to think about the expansiveness of who God is, as we all bear the image of God, who is ever expansive. And it is the Spirit of God, or this breath of God, that hovers over the waters in Genesis, that breathes wisdom into the ancestors of our faith, brings new life to dry bones, and is what descends upon the disciples like a tongue of flame. And it is the very fire that burns at our core with passion for God's justice to be done here on earth. I already mentioned this a little bit, but yesterday, Paige, Susan Jones, and myself were at Synod Assembly in Janesville. And there we heard from the keynote speaker, Reverend Dr. Lorenzo Labrija, from an Episcopal church in California. And he showed us some really difficult numbers about the reality of the church and how there are fewer than 50% of people that belong to religious organizations throughout the country. And on top of that, I think it was about 20% of people that were actually attending church on a Sunday, or that's what they were saying, but looking at phone data and everything like that, it was closer to 5%. And it's an indication of how people are continuing to leave organized religion at an alarming rate for a plethora of reasons that honestly we don't have time to get into right now, so we're not going to, but there's valid reasons out there. But even the churches with hip, young, sexy pastors like myself, who are expected to bring in all of the young people in the community and the families, are finding themselves struggling with attendance. But Father Lorenzo didn't leave us in a place of hopelessness. He pointed to the abundance that comes from God in the gifts that we continue to receive from God in our different communities, and how it's up to us to look to the needs of the community compared to the gifts that we have to offer through the Holy Spirit. That the Holy Spirit springs us into action, perhaps in new ways. The Spirit of God, I think, is a great way to continue thinking about the way that God accompanies us and provides us with this abundance. The Holy Spirit, again, being an equal part with the Father and the Son, is an equal part of God. So when it is said that the Spirit goes with us, that is to say that it is God who is with us, who is the breath or pneuma in our lungs as we speak of the wonders that God is doing amongst us. The Spirit is the one that leads us to wisdom, love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, and faithfulness. All of those gifts that I'm sure many of you talked about once upon a time in Sunday school. It was the Holy Spirit that allowed the people to translate God into a language that they understood. The Holy Spirit that allows us to look at every sunrise and sunset and recognize it as God. To look at a newborn child and see the face of God. Or to take a moment of silence in an otherwise busy and crowded world. And recognize the God as we breathe in the fragrance of lilacs at full bloom in mid-central Wisconsin. And it is through the Spirit, dear siblings, it is the Holy Spirit that will not let this church fail, that will not let the gospel fail. For it says, whenever there are two or three that are gathered, she is there as well. The church is different in this ever-changing world. We are having to think about things the church has never had to consider in the same way. We are re-evaluating the direction of the church and having to renegotiate what faith means to us. But that does not mean that the church is dead. As long as our everlasting God remains, so do we. Now I want to close with a song. You might have seen an extra handout there that I wrote while I was in seminary. In response to hearing over and over again that the church is dying. The church is not dying, but is so alive and doing so many new and amazing things. So we'll do a little call and repeat so I can teach it to you real quick, okay? So your part is in bold here. So you'll just go, amen, amen, amen. Amen, amen, amen. All right, and then you'll do that a few times. Paige will come up and she's gonna be our little leader here. And then the refrain goes something like this. You'll repeat after me. Amen, amen, Christ's love is alive. Amen, Christ's love is alive. Amen, so we can all thrive. Amen, all living as one.
Amen, all living as one.
Amen, everyone.
Amen, amen, amen. God's Spirit is calling us all.
Thank you again for listening to our weekly podcast, The Gospel Bell in the Dells. To find out more about this ministry or learn ways to support us, please go and follow us on Facebook at Bethany Lutheran Church or at our website at dellsbethanylutheran.org.